Big Gal.
The station with the happy difference.
Bringing it back on the memory station. Thank you, Julian. Good afternoon.
You're better off when your radio's on.
Live from a darkened bunker outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Rick Ainley.
Oh, oh, oh.
Merry Christmas.
Soft brown eyes that seem to say, stay a while, I want to play. Would you, could you do, please stop. He's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Thank you, lady, thank you, sir. Is there someone else that you'd prefer? He's not selfish, just a flop, though he wags his tail in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone oh so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop. He's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop. Mr. Santa, if you would send him someone else so good, someone who will take him home for everyone to see. Christmas time, a Christmas tree with a happy family. Pity him, he's got no pop. He's a lonely pup in a Christmas shop.
Taking you back to 1960, Adam Faith. And he actually did get to number four with that song, Lonely Pup in a Christmas Shop. Well, a very good afternoon to you, early evening. I'm Rick Ainley, coming to you live from the Big L Studios just outside Atlanta, second time today. I was on earlier on covering for Stu. Now I'm back. Run some errands, done some stuff, had a shower, because, you know, I get up early when I do those early shows. Of course, your lunchtime, my breakfast. But anyway, usual stuff coming up in this hour. We're going to have another Beat the Chime. We are going to do the One Note Wonder. We'll have a power trio. And we'll have a lot of great music, including those from Dave Dido, ZB, Kimik Titch, with the help of Ethel the Tea Lady.
Esta es la leyenda de Sanadu.
Yeah.
were those clear eyes of yours ever filled with the pain and tears of grief? Did you ever give yourself to any one man in this whole wide world? Or did you love me? And will you find your way back one day to Xanadu?
1968, it was a number one from them, The Legends of Xanadu. Dave D, Dozy, Beaky, Mick Titch, with the help of Ethel the Tea Lady. And looking at my big book of hits, alas, they didn't do that well in the States. Zabadak didn't even break the top 50. And I thought this would be a group, listening to it now, that should have done very well in the British invasion.
Oh, now it's time to call and win. There's really nothing to it. Just pick up that little telephone. We're sure that you can do it.
Pete, the chime time now. I'm going to play you a well-known song. I have replaced a word, a phrase, could even be the song title, with Big Ben.
You look so.
I don't think this one is difficult at all.
You look so near, but yet somehow you're out of reach. I could change the world.
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at bigelradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Paper tiger, you paper tigers.
Your tea time, our lunch time.
Oi! Give me a fiver!
They've changed our local pally into a bowling alley, and things ain't what they used to be. There's Ted's with drainpipe trousers and Deb's in coffee houses, and things ain't what they used to be. There used to be trams, not very quick, got you from place to place, but now there's just jams, half a mile thick. Stay in the human race, I'm walking, they've stuck parking meters outside our doors to greet us. Now things ain't what they used to be. Oh, monkeys flying round the moon, we'll be up there with them soon. Things ain't what they used to be. Once our beer was frothy, but now it's frothy coffee. Well, things ain't what they used to be.
It used to be fun, Dad and old mum paddling down South End, but now it ain't fun. Never mind, chum, Paris is where we spend our outings. Grandma tries to shock us all doing these up rock and roll things ain't what they used to be.
We used to have stars, singers who sung, and Dixie Melody, they're buying guitars, clinkety-plonk, bagging themselves with free chords only once. We dance from 12 to 3, I've got news for Elvis P.
Things ain't what they used to, it's the lot we used to, things ain't what they used to be.
Top 5 hit for Max Bygraves, 1960. Things ain't what they used to be, and that statement is true every year. And they talked about frothy coffee. Remember when we used to go to the vending machine, put in 5p or a shilling or a couple of pence, and out would pop this plastic cup full of bilge water that kind of resembled coffee? And now, look at us, all K-cups and machines and filters and stuff. It's amazing what's changed. Oh boy!
We've got a winner!
Loads of winners on this one, actually. Julie says it's your favourite song, so this one was easy for you. You're spot on. Howard from Loughton, congratulations. You would like some Spangles. That's a memory maker. John from Derbyshire, correct. Patricia and Paul said, yes, you are right, and then showed me a picture of your daughter Emma bringing back the prizes. A box of 4 Greg's sausage rolls. Oh, you're making me very jealous now. Can't get them over here. You can at like Australian bakeries, South African bakeries, English bakeries, but there are not many of them around. So you can get them, but they're like organic meat. I just need a good old-fashioned lump of pork. Someone said, bring them back with you. Cooked. You can bring cooked meats. Eh, it's a bit more refined than that. Unfortunately, you can't bring back cooked pork unless it's come from an approved processing plant. And Greg's ain't on there. Or would they? I mean, they send millions of sausage rolls in the UK. They're not going to worry about getting approved for selling 4 sausage rolls to Rick Ainley, are they? Last chance to hear our competition for this round.
You look so near, but yet somehow you're out of reach. I could change the world.
It's one of those where I sing along to it and almost blurt it out. But if you know the answer, studio at bigoradio.co.uk. Would love to hear from you. And don't worry about getting it wrong.
It's only radio.
This is Big L.
It's 1966 again.
Somewhere, somebody stands and he waits for you.
to think that maybe there's a chance that you're misusing me. If you find your weekends empty, take a look and see that you're abusing me. Tell me what you're waiting for and I will try to give you more than anyone can. And you'd ask yourself, whatever happened to the 7-day week? Yeah, Friday to Monday, it's hide and seek. It's a one-way ticket on the dead end street. You have found a weekend love who will pass the time. I am still so all alone, can you help me now? Every day just looks the same, the color's gone, you know, it's just a shade of grey. As the weekend goes again, the voice you're hearing in your mind, it seems to say, whatever happened to the 7-day week? Whatever happened to the 7-day week?
1966 from the Big Elf 500, Whatever Happened to the 7-Day Week? Congratulations to Linda from LGC. You've all got it right. Another voicemail's just popped in, literally before I got the microphone open, so I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet, see if it's another right answer. But congratulations to Julie, Howard, John from Derbyshire, Patricia, Paul and Emma for getting the sausage rolls. Very proud of you. Oh, I really could do with one of those right now. As I mentioned on my early show, going to bake some this weekend. Did some a while ago with turkey sausage. Nah, don't do that. Got some pork sausage meat. Jimmy Dean sausage meat. And yes, it is the Jimmy Dean that did Big Bad John. True story. And as well as Linda from Letchworth Garden City. It was the Corgis. It is If I Had You. And according to Julie, it's her favourite song. So enjoy.
Big L, it's a blast.
The other day I saw
That takes you back to 1979. Corgis, If I Had You. So congratulations to all of you. Sausage rolls all around. Spangles for Howard. And that's also a memory maker for me, than the Dooleys Wanted. Takes me back to the time when these two songs were constantly played at the jukebox when I was a bingo caller in the Paradise of the North, Cleethorpes. I guess a lot of towns could argue that. Scarborough, Bridlington, Skegness, Whitby. Either way, I had fun as a time as a bingo caller. Should we do our power trio now? Yeah, I think so. Great voices, Petula Clark, Kathy Kirby, and Dusty Springfield.
It took 50 years to make them, and only one station's playing them. The heart and soul of rock and roll. Big L!
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The lights are much brighter. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown, where all the lights are bright, downtown, waiting for you tonight, downtown, you're gonna be alright now.
Downtown,
can't forget all our troubles, forget all our cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Downtown.
The Saturday Tea Time Show.
When I said I needed you, you said you would always stay. It wasn't me who changed, but you.
Our power trio for this week, three great voices. And I got to the other voicemail, actually, after the competition. It was Howard letting me know. The Corgis actually were known as Stackridge in the early 70s and played Glastonbury, opening and closing it. Cool. Of course, Glastonbury then was probably a little bit smaller than it is today. Some London friends of mine went and said it's quite the thing now. Glamping, I think, is the term, where you get these posh tents. Still to come, a little bit more music, of course, as well as our one-ish note wonder.
Whenever news breaks, FSN is there.
I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Isabel Nakiria in Kampala.
Bruce Harrison, Seoul.
Award-winning, objective news coverage for TV, radio and digital networks. For more information and to sample our latest work, visit us at featurestory.com.
Here at Big L International, all the staff and crew would like to say a big thank you to everybody who's made a donation towards the running cost of the station. If you would like to make a donation, you can either visit the Friends of Big L forum and click on the donations link at the bottom of the page, or if you'd like to make a regular monthly contribution, please see the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage on the Big L website. Please help us keep the music alive. Thank you.
ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester. We offer a complete PAT testing service to businesses of all sizes in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridge and Essex. Established in 2002, fully insured and using only professional, fully calibrated test equipment. Why not see if ReadSafe can help with your electrical appliance inspection needs? Visit readsafe.co.uk or call 01603 409 629. ReadSafe, the Norfolk PAT tester.
Hi, this is Phil Troll. Just popped in to tell you about my extravaganza every Saturday night between 8 and 10 and repeated Thursday mornings between 1 and 3 with music from the 50s, 60s and 70s and occasional theme shows. Be there or be square.
TGIF.
Whoopee!
Thank goodness it's fun with Big L.
Rick Ainley.
Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Darlene Love, Baby Please Come Home from the Spectre Christmas album. And of course, it's the opening music to the film Gremlins. I read the other day there's a Gremlins 3 on the roadmap for 2027. Be interesting with the developments in technology, how realistic they make these little critters. Probably rather scary, actually. Oh, should we have another little competition? Should we do the one-ish note wonder? Well, you get two notes. Two for the... It's a BOGO, or a bog-off. Buy one, get one free. What do you think this song is? A couple of picks of the guitar, really, isn't it?
Here's the number to call.
Email studio at biglradio.co.uk. Call 01255-808-113.
Wherever you go, the best songs are on the Big L. The heart and soul of rock and roll.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
Dropped it in the mailbox and sent a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person.
such number, no such zone.
Elvis, of course, the king, and if you love his music, Steve James, Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. So I was like, well, it's not that difficult, is it? I'm getting no entries. Nothing. Email. It's just so quiet. And literally, as I press the microphone on button, they all popped in. So I've got to go through them. So here is the two-note version, or a bit more longer, while I go through all of the messages. I think it makes it more obvious. Studio at bigupradio.co.uk. If you think you know the answer, let's twist the night away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting, they're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the one. Twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. One more time.
A little bit of twisting the night away. What is that? Where have you all come from? I have literally been bombarded with emails. Herman, you just got your email from Munich. Congratulations. Patricia, I think, congratulations. John and Marilyn, I think I've heard from you before. Congratulations. Rick Haney here with you. John from Derbyshire, yes. Ed from... it's Martin from Maesteg. Ed... I was just literally, they all piled in, and I was just spent all that song going through them. Ed, anyway, congratulations. Martin, no, it's not what you think. Hopefully, the multiple no version, which is this. Have another go. Think you get it. Julie, yes. Howard, yes. And you want some Fox's Glacier Mints. Yeah, man, this is probably the busiest show I've ever done. It's great to hear from you. If you think you know the answer. Now, you might think this is ABBA, yes. You might think it's Waterloo, yes. But it's the French version.
Waterloo, tu vainqueur, je perds la guerre. Waterloo.
So a French version of Waterloo, bit of an ironic one that we think about it, but the song was ABBA and of course 1974 propelled them to fame from the Eurovision Song Contest. Anyway, congratulations to all of those that got sausage rolls. Another voicemail's just landed, I will listen to that in just a second, but this is our last chance to hear our multiple note version. And if you think you know the answer, studio@bigelradio.co.uk would love to hear from you.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her. To blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
John Denver and the song that put him on the mainstream map, Take Me Home Country Roads. It's a bit of an anthem over here, actually. Been at many venues where it comes up, baseball stadiums, basketball games. People will sing to that. I've been at concerts and they get us going on this one. Absolute classic. And then my phone just went nuts, buzzing merrily away, telling me that we've got a winter weather advisory. Yep, it's going to be cold tomorrow night. We're going to hit minus 10 Celsius. That's kind of chilly for Atlanta. And the most amazing thing about this, by midweek, we'll be back up to about 20-whatever just coming in. Linda, I did get your first message, and I marked the wrong box on my piece of paper, so you're absolutely spot on.
You must eat the sausage
rolls. Lots of sausage rolls. Yes, Martin and Meisteg, you did get it. And another voicemail's just landed. I've got to listen to that. But it is, and it was, Herman's Hermits and No Milk Today. So congratulations to everybody that got it right.
Big L, it's a blast!
A symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know the palace that had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn iron today. But all that's left is a place dark and lonely. A terraced house in a mean street back of town becomes a shrine when I think of you only. Just to up, to down. No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay, we turn iron today. As music played, start our romance. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigned as queen? No milk today, my love has gone away. The bottle stands forlorn, a symbol of the dawn. Stands for law, a symbol of the dawn. No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams. How could they know a palace there had been behind the door where my love reigns as queen? No milk today, it wasn't always so. The company was gay.
Herman's Hermits, you all got it right, everybody. So congratulations on that. And that was our One Inch Note Wonder for this week. John and Marilyn, yes, I am indeed Rick Ainley, and I am broadcasting from the States. Been over this side of the pond 25 years, Washington, D.C. and Atlanta. And so I'm sat in my bunker, the big old bunker outside Atlanta, sending all my bits and bytes across the interwebs, and that's how you're hearing me. So thank you very much for the kind words. Kind words to everybody. Still going to try and cram in a few more songs.
It's another wonderful weekend.
Another forgotten song from the vinyl graveyard.
Such a short song, and a rare one, Love So Fine from the Chiffons. Got number 40 in the American charts. I'm just laughing. Linda sent me a message saying she had to take her milk out of the fridge today because it was dated back to October. And then she realised it was December was the real one. But I imagine this milk almost walking out of the fridge. Anyway, that's it for me. I'll be back again next Saturday. Thank you very much. It's been great hearing from you and some of the new listeners too. I will leave you with Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, and then Jay and the Americans. Until next week, stay safe, have a great week, and stay warm if you can. Rick Haney on the Big L. See you next week. Bye-bye.
We're a Big L. I can't begin to know it, but then I know that it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd all come along? Hands, yeah, touching hands, yeah, reaching out, yeah, touching me, touching. I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, it runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when I'm here with you? Touching me, touching me, sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe they never. Must we say goodbye?